certainly it's a privilege to be here tonight to study with you the Word of God. My job is to encourage you to be faithful, to be committed, to be a loving child of God. Again, we want to commend the congregation for the work that they're doing in this area. Certainly, I really admire the work that's going on. And really, I'm really kind of took off my feet about the young folk. It's just a blessing to see that young people can still be taught the Word of God. We thank the leadership of this congregation for doing the job that they're doing. You see, it has to always have somebody to be in charge. Amen. It's a blessing just to know that somebody cheers. I'm good to see this number tonight. I just appreciate that, and I'm not going to hold you a long time. I've learned that, you know, amen. Decide when you preach a long time, you'll stop listening after so many minutes in a way. But God has been good to us. He's a great God. This is a revival. But on the other hand, we want you to know that if you're not a member of the Lord's church or the body of Christ, you need to be. You need to think about becoming one if you're not already one. The Bible teaches us that God is not willing that any, doesn't matter who you are, should perish, but that all should come to repentance. We know one thing for sure, that we're all going to die. Whether you're right or wrong, we're going to die. Not trying to scare you, but I'm just giving us a warning that we are going to die. Whether we're the devil, amen, whether we think we're an angel, whether we're ready or not, we're still going to die. God is not going to wait. He has appointed a day in which he shall judge the world in righteousness. He has given us an opportunity time and time again to obey the will of God. God has allowed us to see his beauty of this world. He has allowed us to breathe his good fresh air and the sunlight, the moonlight, and everything that we live in all belong to God. The cattle of 1,000 hills, David says, they belong to God. The car that you drive belong to God. The house that you live in belong to God. The money that you have in your pocket belong to God. The food that you have on your table belong to God. So God owns everything. That's why he can take everything. Amen. No man can escape this world, amen, without going through and by God. But the thing is that we don't want to go to the wrong place. Amen. There's two places we have to go to if we choose to go that way. That is a place called heaven, and there's a place called hell. The Bible teaches us where the worm dieth not, and the fire is never quenched. So I want you to think about that. On the other hand, those who are already members, I want to encourage you to be faithful to the church. See, you made a commitment to God. Believe it or not, they say a man's word is his bond. I want to drop something on that just a little bit in a little while. But I want you to go to Acts. It's been read, but you know my manner of teaching. Go back to Acts, chapter 2. And verses 44. Acts 2. I wouldn't read all of it, but we just don't have time to read all of it. Now, that clock, has that been set? Is it right or wrong? It got 5 minutes to 8. Is that right? Okay, we start at 7:30. Okay. I wasn't paying no attention with that. I said, is it almost over? I'm getting a little shaky here. I said, I ain't been up here just a few moments and we're ready to go home. Okay, thank you for the information. Amen, amen. Acts chapter 2, verse 44. Now, I want somebody to go there and read that for me, if you don't mind, please. I know it's been read. But we just want to make a discussion on that.
And all that believe.
And all. I want you to look at the word all. All that believe were together. What are you saying? All that believe were together. Now, I want you to think about it. He didn't say everybody believe, Brother Carr. Brother Stacy, he didn't say, everybody believe. If you look at that verse, there were some more folks around there. Can you kind of pick that out? Brother Simmons, there were some more folks. But now the scripture says, when they got to discussing this matter, they say, all that believe were together. Now we have this a group here tonight that has come to listen to the Word of God. Now, I don't know whether I can say or not, all that believe. Everybody in here are together. But I can say this, all that believe will be together. Is that not right? Now, go ahead, Brother Apollo. All that believe were together. And they had all things common. Now, what do you mean by that? They were in unity with what they believed. Now, what did they believe? They believed the Word of God. How did they get it? It was taught to them through the book. What does the book produce? It produces faith. I was asked a question. Can you get faith? I'm going into my lesson, but I got to drop these. Can you get faith without the book? And somebody done gave some answers already. I heard some no. Somebody been studying. Can you get faith with them? Let me answer this question the best I know how. Paul says, so then faith cometh by hearing. Y'all been well taught. And hearing, I like to go to church where they've been well taught. Faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. Now, does the Word of God, is the Word of God, is a faith? Now, I want you to answer in your mind. Think about it. Is it a faith? If you're going to listen to something, Brother Simon, and it gives you that answer when you read, well, it's got to be the Word of God is a faith. Now, it's cool now, but that's not enough just to say it. We need to prove that, Brother Atkins. Is that not right? And y'all looking at me real hard right now. Y'all don't know. I liked it. That's all right. Just long as you don't touch. Just look all you want to. Amen. Now, here's what I want you to do. Now, I want you to go to the book of Romans, chapter 10. And when you get there, you let me know. And verse 8. Romans chapter 10. And verse 8, now Paul said, without faith, it is impossible to please God. For he that cometh to God must believe that he is, that He is a reward of them that diligently seek Him. Is that right? So now y'all are agreeing with me what the Word says. So is the Word of God of faith? From Romans chapter 10 and verse 8, I want to have somebody read that for me. Well, I like giving folks something to do. One of my teachers, when I was taking classes and going to Bible school, I think I mentioned it before, he always taught us. Now, we came from the old school. You know what I'm saying? And he said, make people study the Word of God. Make them study. If they study, they'd be more apt to learn better. Huh? Some folk go to church, don't care the Bible. Amen. And I know your man is not that good. Let me say that again. I know your man is not that good. Anytime a person put a pencil behind his ear and can't find it, I know you can't remember the Word of God that well. And have y'all been through that? Hey, lay something down, can't go back and find it? Hey, I know. I know what it's all about. So we need to come to church with our weapon. Is that not right? We're fighting a good fight of faith. We're fighting a war with Satan. And we need to keep our equipment ready to tell Satan where to get off. Is that not right? Now Romans chapter 10 and verse 8. But what saith it? Now I want y'all to catch this now. What saith it? Read. The word is nigh thee, that means close, even in thy mouth, and in thy heart. That word is heart and mind. Right. That is the word of faith. Now, I was telling the person this, they said, well, I never heard that before. Well, a lot of things we haven't heard. If they're not right. If you don't read, you don't know. That's why Paul says study. It's the word of faith. How you to get faith? Through the word. The word gives you faith. What does it mean? You believe in what the word says. Is that not right? If you believe what it says, that's the word of faith. And you, through the Word, you gain faith. If you don't read, you ain't got the faith that God wants. Amen. So you gotta have faith when it comes through the book. Amen, brother. Now let's go back to this. Acts 2. All that believe were together. Now, they had all things in common. Let me say this to the church. When you obey the gospel, you made a promise. You may not think so, but you made a promise. To God, to the brethren, to the leadership, and to yourself. Amen. You promised God. But when you make that statement, I believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God, you're making the promise. Just like when you're getting married. Don't want to get into that, but just like when you get married, you stand before the man. Amen. The couple of us sitting over here Sunday, the Lust family, brother and sister Henrietta and Marvin Lust. I put them together. Yes, sir. Put them together. That's right. And I told them, I says, man, don't break the... Amen. All right. So it's just like making a promise to God. When you listen to the word, you obey the word. Is that not right? So you make a promise to yourself that God will always be my forerunner. He's going to be in front of me. I'm going to follow Him until I leave this world. That's what it's all about. Church, you got to remember that, because you see, when you die, nobody can help you after that. But you can help yourself before you die. I don't like to say things because it don't sound good, but it's a true fact. We got to learn to appreciate the Word of God before we leave this world. Amen. And when we make a promise, you know, I let me say this one. When we're doing work in the church and you come together and you make a promise to do something, you need to keep your promise. Amen. I went back over to the building this evening with Brother Simmons, and we had a good time, walked around today, and they took me out to dinner, and and all this kind of thing, and had run in, and this young man here, and Brother Simmons and myself, and I'm the shorty in the family. Amen. And we got over there, and I tell you what, if I had a video, I would have taken it with me. Because Brother Grant, they had a good time. I guess you know about them, don't you? They had a good time. And I tell you, they got on this brother over here. I might not have. And Lord, did he turn around and get some running? Because he let him eat too much. And I enjoyed that. I will never forget that. I enjoy being around people and being with people and see the fellowship, the communication, the love that flow from one to another. And the whole church ought to be like that. Amen. I'm just preaching something common tonight. I do it at home. I do it where I go. The whole church need to be together. If you can't learn to appreciate and love one another, you're not the church that God wants. Or maybe it could be, but you're not some of the members that God wants. Is that not right? So when you make a promise, you need to do that. A lot of folks I know up home, we do a lot of stuff and we do this kind of work. People promise they're going to do something and they turn around and don't do it. Now that's a sin. Now, I know y'all look at me strange. Y'all call everything sin. Oh, my gracious. Oh, y'all looking at me real hard. Y'all call everything sin. If it's sin, if you promise to do something and you don't do it, it's a sin. But if you don't promise, it's no sin. Y'all looking at me real hard. I tell you what. Brother Simmons, you got your Bible. Go to Deuteronomy 23:21. Now, y'all got your pencil and your paper, and you go to read now. See, the things that are written aforetime, Brother Willie, were written for our learning. That through patience and comfort after scriptures that we might have hope. Is that not right? So the things that were written aforetime keeps us in line. We see what happened back yonder, so we know how to act right now. Amen, brother. And y'all got your Bible? Got it. Brother, 23:21, Deuteronomy? Alright, what did it say?
When thou shalt vow a vow.
Now that's that. When thou, that means you. T-H-O-U, thou. That means you. When you shall vow a promise and make a, huh?
To the Lord.
See, you know, Jesus says, when you've done this, unto the least of these, my brethren, you did it to me. Uh-huh. Is that right? And Paul says, in the book of Corinthians, he says now, when you go against your brethren, when you sin against your brethren, you sin against Christ. Now, I want y'all to get this so you won't miss it. All right? So now here's the example of what we need to learn to do in the church. So when you come up and say something, don't be just opening your mouth because you can. You better mean what you say. Because in the end, you're going to have to pay for it. Now read, brother. Thou shalt not slack to pay it. Now wait a minute. Thou shalt not slack. Huh? Peter said God is not slack concerning his promise, as some men count slackness, but he is long-suffering to us, not willing that any should fear, but they said, oh, do what? Come to repentance. God is not slack. We get slack. That's the reason we have to go to the mailbox sometime and get those little letters out of the mailbox that you don't want to give. Y'all know what I'm talking about? Oh, y'all do? And it says, price due. Don't you know what I'm saying? Price due. So that means somebody got slack and didn't pay. Amen. Up home now, on our light bill and water bill, boy, we got a new law up there now. They used to send us reminders. They send everybody in the county, one county, no more reminders. They're going to cut it off. See, God is good. He reminds us every day through the book. Hebrew letter said, I come through the book. Jesus come through the book. And if you get the book down and read it, you'll gain some matter what God wants us to do. So when you promise something, you need to keep up what you're saying. Read on, Brother Simmons. This Lord thy God will surely require it. In other words, God said, you make a promise, you need to pay what you promised to pay. Isn't that right? Because when you make it to somebody else, you're doing it to the Lord. Because now you ain't never... Let me ask you a question. How many times you put a $20 bill in God's hand? Y'all look to be so strange. You ever put a $20 bill in God's hand? How you know where his hand is? Huh? How do you know where his hand is? You can't see him. Huh? But John 4:24, for God is a spirit. And they that worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth. You can't see God. But you see the results of what God does. Is that right? Just like the wind. You don't see, you can't go up there and grab the wind in your hand. Ain't none of y'all that fast. John said, the wind blow where it, listen, you don't know where it's going, and all that kind of thing. You don't know where it's coming from, don't know where it's going. I said in English terms. Amen. But you can feel the results of the wind. You see the tree leaning, just hard enough, you see the roof coming out the houses, but you don't see no wind. You see all the things that it does. That's where God is. You don't see God, but you see Him in His creation. Amen. So now when we make a promise to God, we better do what we're going to say, because you got to be honest with what you say. Is that not right? Now read on, Brother Simmons.
And it would be sin if
you... Say what? Wait a minute. What do you say?
And it will be sin indeed. And it shall be sin
indeed. It shall... Well, it don't mean this way he said it can be sin. That's right. It shall be sin, or it shall be sin, it will be sin. Don't make no difference when you get to the end. It's sin. So when we tell God we're going to do something, we better promise, you can make the promise, you need to do it. Is that not right? I'm telling you, but the church need to learn to appreciate each other. When you work, now I say this because I know you're working on a building over there. They didn't tell me to say this now. I'm just looking around. And you promise to help, you need to keep your word. Amen. Because it's up to you. Is that right? God's going to judge you. Is that not right? God's going to judge you. But Stacy, would you go to 2 Corinthians 5 and verse 10? If you don't mind, read that. I like to do this. I like to get people lost. Now, see, the word of God is right. And when we make a deal with God, it always will be right. God don't change his mind for nothing. Isn't that right? See, in the judgment day, we got to answer for all the things that we've done while here on earth. Paul said we got to give an account. Isn't that right? Just like working at a bank, Well, I don't know how to say this. Cashier and money start disappearing, you got to give an account. The lady up home worked for Stewart Pharmacy. I know Brother Stewart, he's an elder in the church. Good man. The lady worked for him for I don't know how many years. Next week she's going to court. For the last 7 years, she's been stealing. And it's $4.1 million. People been wondering, how in the world she buying all this stuff? Got 2-3 cars in the yard. Got a big bus she bought. Got a new house. Living good. I don't know how in the world she thought she was going to get away with it. And one lady said, 6 years ago I asked somebody, how in the world is she buying all this stuff? Amen. And her husband is a bus driver. School bus driver. He don't make that kind of money. See, people try to figure you out. They may have their own answer, but they try to figure you out. Amen. So God keeps score, doesn't he not? Your sins. Y'all know what I'm going to say, don't you? Your sins will find you out. If they don't, while here, they will up yonder. Amen. You can't get by. God knows what we're doing. So we need to recognize that God is still in charge. Amen. Read. Oh, yeah, Brother Stacy, read. I'm sorry about that, Brother Stacy. I know you don't look that much alike, but I... All right. Okay, hold it right there. For we must all, that includes me, that includes all of you, ladies, that includes you too, we must all appear. Appear? Yeah. For what? Listen, we're going to all appear before the judgment seat of Christ. There's something we're going there for. See, the work is over. The life is over. Everything is over. Now we got to give an account of things that we've done. Somebody said, well, I didn't mean to. That's all right. If you didn't mean to and got caught in that situation, you're going to pay for it anyway. Huh? I got a finger off. Y'all see my little search off? Finger? I didn't mean to. But it's gone. Does it make a difference? It's still gone. Well, I did it on purpose. Well, I didn't mean to. It's still gone. You don't live right before God. Well, you didn't mean to. I done it on purpose. You still get the same punishment. If you ain't right, you're just not right. That's where it is. Somebody said, what you upset about? No, that's where I preach. It's about nothing. The Word of God is right. Amen. We all shall stand before the judgment seat of Christ. And watch what's going to happen. Go ahead, Brother Stacy. Hold it. That everyone, I mean Obama, Mr. Bush, amen, George King. Well, I better stop. I get myself in trouble. I better stop right there. But every one of you going to be there too. And then, well, I didn't know this one. Oh, yeah, you know. Every one of us know. Because when we break the law, we know. Sometimes we might not care, but we know. Is that not right? We know. Amen. We know. There's a young man at home. We baptized him, I guess it was a year and a half ago. And he's a big smoker. But now he's getting down where he can't come to church. Take him to the hospital. And we get on him by smoking because his lungs is bothering him. He can't breathe half the time and this. And he said, I ain't going to quit smoking. I said, well, it's up to you. It's your life. That's what we told him. It's up to you. It's your life. If you want to come, doctor done told you if you keep this up, he's going to take you out of here. They don't know what they're talking about. See how we do? Well, maybe you know what you're talking about. Why you want to run back to the doctor and go to the doctor and let him work on you and come back and turn around and destroy yourself again? That's you. You're doing it to yourself. Amen. That's what folks do in the church. I'm making this point that folks do in the church. Let me get, I tell you, no sin. Not some. No sin shall inherit the kingdom of heaven. None. Somebody said, well, we all sin, we make mistakes, but you do. Well, how do you fix that then? Well, the Word of God tells us that if we do wrong, we make it right. How you make it right, Brother George? By repenting. When folks see us. And if they don't see us, you still repent. You repent before God. Because you can't hide from God, brother. What you did last night, early this morning, if you came home, God knows about it. You see, nobody don't have to see you. God knows. So you got to make it right with God. Because God sees everything. He has all seeing eye. We sang a song, and he's watching you and me. See, God knows everything. As a matter of fact, you see, the church is in a position that God takes care of the church when you do right. Is that not right now? He takes care of the church when you're doing right. When you fall, God gives us that opportunity to get back up and start doing right again. Now, some folks do it on purpose, knowing that it's wrong. But you're going to do it because you're big enough to do it. Vengeance is mine, God says. He's going to take care of us. He's going to take care of George when he does wrong and won't repent. He's going to get me for it. Amen. And all liars, some of you, all folks don't tell the truth. That sounds better. But it's still a lie. Amen. He said, all liars. Well, somebody said, well, Brother Joel, I tell you what, y'all talk about the liars all you want to. I don't lie much. That much you're talking about can get you in the head just as much as the whole lot if you don't take care of it. Is that not right? How many times do you have to sin before it's a sin? Huh? One time. One sin can send you to hell. But Georgia, let me tell you something, boy, we human beings, you know. I say one sin can send you to hell. You got a white dress? Got a mud hole out there? How many times do you have to drop that white dress in the mud hole before it get dirty? Huh? No, you know it's one time. That's right. So same way with God. God take care of his people. We need to realize that God is a God that never forgives. Amen. He is a God. See, he's watching this church. I say this church because that's where I am. If I was Hiawassee, I'd say he's watching Hiawassee. But I'm not at Hiawassee. I'm at East Moore Street. Amen, y'all. And he's watching East Moore. What do you mean, George? He's watching every member. How you counteract. How you work together. How you come together. Amen. How you treat each other. How you love each other. Amen. How you work together. You know what? Wouldn't it be wonderful that if we all could go to heaven together? But that's, old folks used to say, that's a horse of another color. You gotta, if you want to go to heaven, there are some things that you gotta do to go to heaven. Amen. I want you to finish it right there, brother. Now I'm going to somehow go to Romans chapter 12. And just put your finger on that right there. Okay, brother. Brother Stacy.
According to that, he has done.
According to that, what he has done. So he's been doing some things and they're not right. God's going to judge according to the thing that we have done. Read on.
Whether it be good or bad.
That's a separation point. Whether it be good or bad. That's enough right there. Whether it be good or bad. God's going to judge us according to the things that we have done, whether it's good or bad. Church need to remind ourselves. We need to be reminded every Lord's Day about things that we can do that can hurt ourselves by going and doing the wrong thing. And that's what it's all about. Children go to school to learn. You can go to school and not learn. You can go, 9 months a year? And not learn a thing and never pass. But you go to school. Some people go to church all their life. Won't never act right. Won't do right. Won't assemble right. Miss when they get ready. Take the Lord's Supper when they get ready. Ain't said nothing to nobody. Oh, y'all looked at me real strange. And still think you're going to go to heaven. See, I'm not the judge. But I know what the judge says. You know what I'm saying? I'm not the judge, but I know what he says. Amen. So this book going to judge us. We break the law of this book, we become condemned by the book. John 12:48. He that rejecteth who? Me. And receiveth not my word. Say what? Hath one that judges him. For the word that I have spoken. Listen to your folks working their mouth. They're quoting. The same shall judge who? you at the last day. We're going to judge if we are lost, you can't blame God. And if we're all lost, you can't blame the preacher. Huh? I'm helping you out now. Can't blame the preacher. He preaches the word. What you got to do is listen to it. Because, see, he has to come out of the same gospel. Me and him both. The word of God. And if you're lost, you can't blame the elders. They're trying to do what God wants them to do. They're overseers of the flock. Amen. Y'all know what I'm talking about. The folks, other churches say, have I got a witness? You know what I'm talking about. You know it's true. The word of God is right. And cannot be wrong. Amen. Go to Romans chapter 12. And I want you to start with verse 5. If you don't mind.
We've been many
of one body. Now, I'm dropping this. We've been many of one body. There's a group of folks here. And all those who are believers together represent and is one body. That it means we believe the same thing. We act the same way religiously, have the same mind religiously, but not carnally, not fleshly. Amen. I can have any kind of carpet in my house I want to. You can too. That ain't got nothing to do with us coming together as a religious folk. But when it comes to the worship service, you can't come in here playing the guitar and I'm singing. Amen, y'all. Is that right? Amen. And you know, in some of these churches now, folks getting so brave that they got women sitting on the side now with the little short dresses to draw folks. So many men looking out. Oh yeah, they're doing that. That's right. So a lot of things we don't know is going on. See, the devil's busy. He's going to entice whoever he can. And that's against the law of God. When the Bible says the women to dress modest. Huh? Amen. Dress decent. The women got cried. But that's what it's all about. But the word of God is right. Okay, Romans 12. Who was reading that?
And every one members
one of another. That means we are tied together. When you hurt, I hurt. Is that not right? When Brother Willie have a problem, I got a problem. When I see him suffering, I'm going to suffer with him. Well, if I do it spiritually, in a spiritual sense, when it comes to the carnal side or the fleshly side, when he's doing something good, I ought to be doing something good with it. Do you see what I'm saying? Amen. And that keeps the church going, working together. Amen. Oh, I tell you what. If we ever learn that when I help somebody to do good, and try to build the congregation, bring the people together, I am pleasing Almighty God. Is that not right? I'm pleasing God. Now go on down, Brother Apollos.
Having then
different gift according
to grace that is given to us.
See, God is a good God. He gives everybody different gifts. God's grace is beautiful, Ephesians 2:8. His grace, you know, wasn't for the grace of God, we wouldn't be here no way. Huh? For the grace of God that bringeth salvation has appeared to all men. Instructed. See, grace instructs. Is that not right? Somebody said, grace don't do nothing. Oh yeah, grace instructs. Is that not right? It tells us something. Through the word. See, ain't nothing, excuse my language, and I say it again, ain't nothing, amen. Somebody say, you must be an old country boy. Yeah, I am. Ain't nothing in the church is going to go on unless God provides and give up the knowledge how to do it. Is that right? See, people have gotten to the point that they say baptism is no good anymore. All you have to do is just get down on your knees and pray to God and everything's going to be all right. That's not what God teaches. The Bible said go into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved. He that believeth not shall be damned. Isn't that right? See, God is telling us what to do. I know people don't like that kind of stuff. Excuse my word again. But now, that's the word of God. You can't change it because you don't like it. I can't take it away because I don't like it. The thing about the word of God, we got to take it as is. You ever go on a car lot and buy an old jalopy? That man says, you have on the window as is, huh? And you give him your money, and 3 or 4 weeks later something happened to it, and you take it back and trying to get your money, and you get mad, you say, don't worry. Oh, you get mad and try to go back and take him to the court, try to get your money, and when they look at that claim that was fixed up, or the document that was put in force, you know what the judge is going to say? As is. Is that not right? He's going to say as is. Now, let me tell you something. God is an as is person sometimes. What you has been, he'll take you right in. But after you get in, you got to change. Huh? That's right. You got to change. Can't be what you used to be. Can't say what you used to say. Can't act like you used to act. Is that right? Come unto me, all you that labor and are heavy laden. God said, I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart, and you shall find rest unto your soul. God will take you in, but once you get in, you got to obey His rules. Amen. When you talk about repenting, that's a change of action. Change of mind. God put you in a place where you and me could be in a stable place religiously. Amen. And no man can't do nothing about it. They can't take you out. Can't anybody take you out of church? You take yourself out, but nobody else can. Is that not right? But you can tell a man when he's wrong. Somebody say, well, people ain't got no business saying nothing. Nobody talk. Everybody's sinning. Ain't y'all heard that? Yeah, I know y'all looking at me funny. But yeah, we can tell folks. You tell me, wouldn't you? I'd be the talk of the town. I'm a preacher. Did you see that? Yeah. Well, what's wrong with you? Ain't you a person too? Some of you are twisting your head like I don't know. Amen. There's no difference. Amen. Gonna be a lot of folks going the wrong place. And some of them gonna be preachers. You know I can say myself? Do what's right. Is that not right? Some of them gonna be elders. You know how the elder can say to self? Do what's right. Some of them gonna be members like y'all sitting in the seat. You know how to save yourself? Do what's right. It don't matter what kind of title you gotta do what's right. But at the same time, we got to tell people and instruct people how to live right. Is it not right? The Word of God is true. You cannot be wrong. I just want to say that to the church because the church sometimes needs a whipping. Excuse that expression. We need to be chastised. According to the Hebrew book. Is that right? When we get wrong, see, when I grew up, in my young days, when I did wrong, my mom and daddy, they didn't play. How may they get on you? Like a chicken on a June bug. They'll get with you. We have parents today, I'm going to whip you. Next day, I'm going to whip you. Next week, I'm going to whip you. The child don't got used to that. He knows mama's lying. I'm sorry, Al. That's right. He knows it. The child. Don't underestimate a child. He knows when you meet it or not. Amen. When a child learns that that person means what he says, you can do it. Holler at him. Snap your finger. Oh, he's going to draw up in a knot. He might snuff and go on a little bit, but he's going to, you know. I hear kids back there talk, tell their mom and dad, shut up. I can't stand that. I'm sorry, y'all. I got to repent of that, but I can't stand that. Amen. I think I said it before. I told my daughter and my two daughters, and they got kids, and I said, now you, when you say something to those kids, you make sure that you mean what you say. Yeah. Amen. Got little Josh. He got a Bible name. Amen. He got worried. Didn't want to mind his mama. That's my daughter. Youngest daughter. Lives in Nashville, brother. And here's the thing about it. He got up so big, and she get on him. He get mad, he fall on the floor. Cry. I said, Debbie, get him off the floor. I was on the phone. Make him. She said, Daddy, I hate to do that. I said, that's all right. Go ahead and put up with it. It's your child. You're going to get tired of it after a while. And she got aggravated one day. He fell on the floor and started kicking, crying. She went and got a switch and picked him up by his arm and wore that boy out. I said, she must have gotten mad. She wore him out. You know what happened? Y'all know what happened? He didn't fall on the floor no more. Chastising. Same thing in the Lord's church. When we do wrong, we need to be chastised. We need to be told about it. Galatians 6:1, brethren, if a man be overtaken in a fault, ye which are spiritual, Lord, restore such one. How? In a spirit of meekness, considering who? Thyself, lest thou also be tempted. God's word is right. I don't care what you say, what I say. God's word is right. That thing will work when you handle it right. Is that not right? God's word is all. See, when you do things according to the will of God, God will work with you. It's easy to get discouraged. It's easy to become complacent. It's easy to want to just give up, throw your hands up, go home. But let me tell you something. God can't use that kind of person. He want a man that will stick with it. Is that not right? Moses was one of those men one time, make it short because time is up now, that he came and he's out there, you know, with his people, and he saw this man being beaten and whipping it up. One of his brethren, amen. Moses stood back and looked and couldn't take no more. Went out and killed that man. Hit him in the sand. Is that not right? And they said, make a long story short, he was going down one day and suddenly and had some men come together and he said something to the guy. You know what they said? Are you gonna kill me like you did that man you hit in the sand? You know what Moses said to Isaiah? He said and I'm gonna say it in the English term. Everybody knows about this. Didn't he say it? Everybody, they know. How do they know what I'm doing? I tell you what. Little bird carries a message. Huh? Yes, it does. Let me tell you, church, you remember one thing. Learn to appreciate who you are and what you are. Your doings and your actions will control who you are. We got to trust in people. But you got to build trust. You got to show people you're trustworthy. In order to be trustworthy, you got to act right with one another. Is it not right? Amen. Now, a lot of folk can't even borrow money because they ain't trustworthy. Then, I'm going to get off of that. I don't know. Somebody done told me something. I don't know no more than, you know. Anybody told me nothing. But I know it happened at home. Is that right? And so many times people borrow money won't pay it back. They quit loaning. Now. Honesty is a thing that we need to take care of. If you can't do it, tell people. Is that not right? You might not always have the money, but you can't open your mouth and tell people, I'll pay you when I get it. Instead of running around and see somebody coming, go in the closet and hide. That ain't the way to act. Be a man. Be a woman. Stand up for what's right. It's not wrong if you can't do it. It's wrong if you won't do it. That's the difference in a child of God. Christian people work together, love each other, bear each other's burden, carry things out together, work together. And when it's all over, Christian people can go heaven together and be in that eternal city and stay together for eternity. If you're here tonight, you come by hearing the word of God. By believing the same, repenting of your sin, confessing Christ, be baptized, and let God add you to the church while we stand and sing the song of invitation.